Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections. Welcome to The Word, Scripture Reflections from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Our Sunday reflections are written by Jamie L. Waters. Pedagogy. A reflection for the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, June 13th, 2021. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest is come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. Today's Gospel from Mark offers details about Jesus, the teacher. We witness how Jesus shares knowledge, shifts worldviews, inspires action, and foretells consequences. We also get a behind-the-scenes perspective of Jesus' interaction with the disciples. In the synoptic tradition, Jesus teaches with multi-layered short stories, often to help people understand the kingdom of God by comparing it to relatable things. In the parable of the growing seed, Jesus compares the kingdom to someone scattering seeds. The seeds sprout and grow, although the person is unaware of how this happens. And when the grain is ripe, the person harvests the crops. One interpretive possibility is to understand God as the one who scatters the seeds and completes the harvest. The seeds would represent the development of Jesus' followers. Sickle and harvest imagery is sometimes associated with God's judgment. So this parable might serve to remind people to grow and mature so that they are ready for final judgment. This reading poses some difficulties, however, since the one who scattered the seeds is unaware of how they grow. Another possibility is that the person represents Jesus' followers. The seeds are their words and actions that they plant in the world, and the land nurtures growth. Nestled within this parable is the role of the earth in sustaining life. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. This parable offers an example of the ecological principle of mutual dependency and affirms the interconnectedness of all of creation. In the following parable, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a mustard seed, highlighting how small it begins and how large it grows. Again, the earth is vibrant and supports life. If the tree represents the kingdom of God on earth, then this parable affirms that the kingdom is large, welcoming, and protective, expressing this with birds enjoying the lush tree as home. The last two verses of today's gospel reveal Jesus' strategy and vision for his followers. To the large crowds who follow him, he taught with parables because they were effective. He spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Like a good teacher, Jesus was mindful of how well his audience received the lesson, and he used styles and images that would inspire discourse and action. The image of seeds becoming crops and trees is meant to encourage personal and collective growth, as these actions help to grow the kingdom of God on earth. In addition, Jesus explained everything in private to the disciples. He trained the select group so that they could teach, offering them additional preparation to serve the large community. Rather than focus on the exclusive nature of these private lessons, we should recognize that Jesus values education, and he instills it in his ministry. Jesus' practices and methods remind everyone, especially those of us who are teachers and preachers, to communicate effectively, speaking so that the people can understand and appreciate the gospel. As you pray with this Sunday's readings, we encourage you to ask these questions. What can you do to increase your understanding? How can you better meet people where they are? How do you teach the kingdom of God to others? The Word is a production of America Media. You can subscribe to The Word podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Written versions of these reflections are available online at americamagazine.org/theword. To receive the Word e-newsletter each Wednesday, visit americamagazine.org/wordnewsletter. That's Word newsletter, all one word. Thank you for praying with us.
Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.